start up again. We have the amazing Sandy Florian next. Okay, so your cell phones are on.
On.
On by request. Put the ringer on. Okay. So Sandy Florian's spirit NPR personality is Supreme Court reporter Nina Totenberg. Do y'all know her?
Yeah.
She's utterly professional and linguistically stylish. Nina enjoys uncovering the clever wordplay and lunch choices of our esteemed justices. Justice Scalia. How about this? Justice Roberts. Wraps? We ate those yesterday. Justice Sotomayor. Let's stick with sushi. Sandy Florian is the author of Telescope, 32 Petals and 47 Stops, The Tree of No, Prelude to Air from Water, and On Wonderland and Waste. Currently, she lives in San Francisco and is an affiliate artist at Headlands Center for the Arts. Welcome, Sandy.
Where's Sandra?
Okay, I'm going to be reading. I'm going to start my timer. I'm going to be reading from my brand spanking new manuscript called Speak and Spell. And I might not talk too much into this, but I'd like to. And I encourage you to leave your cell phones on and talk back, or just, you know, tell me to fuck off if you want, because sometimes these things feel like we're going to church. I hate church. This manuscript, Speak and Spell, is basically two chapbooks, one called Speak, the other one called Spell. And I'm going to go for 15 minutes, and then my alarm is going to go off, and then I'll stop wherever that lets me stop. Speak. Here I sermon with my enchanting beak of the mad, mad end of my appetite for speak, as deaf dolls hang tongueless from the tongueless tree. I should also say that these are kind of constellated, so there's a lot of space on the page that you can't see. How strong is he who hearkens me and makes faraway sense, noting in his little notebook all my ill motions, ill gestures, ill twitches, ill looks, illness of the lips. For isn't it harsh to hear a marmoset squeak, to cheep and peep for hours long? Hello? Hi. Why, I'd rather commit a robbery, make a speak, commit a good robbery, make a rum speak, dispensing femmy shrieks and squeaks to a better place like Times Square. Hello? Hi. Who's this? Who's that? Let me speak with feeling on the subject of double talk, of bibble babble, of Aristotle's Adam's apple, that poke of language, rhetoric. Rhetoric? My foot. Art of utterance, fart of mutterance, the body of rules observed by a speaker, that he may express with eloquence his expressive expressions. For example, with these words I hereby judge the spackle, or with these words I hereby chuck the bard. Why, he winks with his eye, who speaks with his foot, in trickeries and ambiguities that bid the merry tongue to cut off its merry head. And teaching us to retell his own story about Adam and Eve and that timely interval in the conservatory, on the futon, in the nook, under the stairwell. Stairwell. Oh, well. There is no note this bucket can't sound. Star, star, star. The lying truth about Adam and Eve in the conservatory, on the futon, in the nook. He spoke with words, and to confirm his words, she spoke. And at the stern, she saw he spoke more loudly, rising and hurling his forceful darts, until she spoke no more, plunging headlong into the silence of endless night. Notables were organed out, leading the pair by the noose, teaching them to speak more consciously, more broadly, more correctly, more generally, more properly, less richly, less dreamily, less prettily, less daintily. He assented, but she dissented, seeking no end to the advancements of the barleycorn. This oblique speaker has neither voice in the house, nor breath in the blouse, nor will it stick in the beak of its mouth, neither bill nor quill to dissuade it from coiling false oracles, stringing up and burning down each shrieking freak on Holy Week. Speaking of visions, I was summoned to speak at the very house of devotional persuasion. Hallelujah! Compose yourself. To trade tongues with the trumpets of angels. When suddenly a telephone without teeth or tongue. Gring, 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 gring. Hello? Hi. Who's this? Who's that? Hello? Yes. Who's speaking, please? Hello? Hello? Who's speaking? Who's speaking? Who's speaking, please? Is it I? It is I who am speaking. I who am your God. I'm sorry, who? I who am your God and took you out of the house of slaves. The house of slaves? The house of slaves, yes. Add that to your quick list, jerky. Because for the longest time, I've been wondering how to decorate this page. And then I figured it out. I'll decorate this page with your name. So, may I ask your name, please? Your name, please. May I ask who's calling? Why, it's Slagle. Pause. Slagle speaking. But the voice comes through tinny and skinny. Hello? Hi. Fisher speaking. I, who am the fisher of men. But the name is unfamiliar until Flanders takes the receiver. Knockout. Flanders takes the receiver. And who's this? Flanders speaking. What now? Pride of pigs. Pride of what? Hello? Why? Hey, is this Quince? Quince, is that you? Yes, this is Quince. Quince speaking. Until Tyler hooks his digits through the trombone handset and says, wait a bleeping minute here. This is Tyler. What's this all about? Robertson? Robertson who? Till Hooky gets a wooden spoon. Hello? Hooky gets a hoodwink. Hello? Hi. Why, hello. Hey to you too. Tupper speaking. Tupper? Mr. Jimmy Tupper? Are you serious? Why, that's great. That's just great, Mr. Tupper. This is Woodley speaking. Woodley with an E. Wood, L-E-Y. Can I have your name, please? Yes, it's Fanning. Farthing? Knockout. Hooky gets a wooden spoon. Knockout. I have one black eye. So the problem is, excuse me, I have one black eye. Wait a bleeping minute. Who is this anyway? You know damn well who this is. Hello? Hello? Is this Withers? Can I speak to Mr. Parker? Mr. Bennett? This is Simpson speaking. Who's this? You know damn well who this is. Green, green. Connor here. Would you spell that, please? C-O-N-N, Connor, with an O. That's just great. Would you like to talk to someone? I'd like to fill up this page. May I ask your name, please? May I ask who's calling? How do you spell your name? Because for the longest time, knockout, far out, how is your name, L-L, spelled? Hold on, yes? Hold on, yes? Just a minute, please. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. One moment, please. Yes? I'd like to leave a message. This is Brown. Pick up the phone. This is Gray, Cox, Ellis, Foster. Pick up the goddamn phone. So I picked up the phone and said, yes? Who's this? Who's that? This is Brown, Foster, Johnson, Stevens, Holmes. I have one black eye. What? Hold on. Knockout. He's not in right now. Would you like to leave a message? Hello? Hello? He's on the line. Hold the line. Would you mind holding the line, please? Would you like to leave a message? Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Just tell him I called. Tell him to call me back. Green, green. Sure thing. What's your name, please? What's your number? Owens, Gibson, Watson, Farthing. Just a minute, Mr. Farthing. I'll see if he's in. Hello? This is Mr. Wagner. Mr. who? Mr. Wagner. Who's this? Who's that? He's not in right now. When will he be in? I said he's not in right now. Why? Where is he? Why? He's at work. Why? He's at a meeting. Why? I'm sorry, but he's just not in right now. Who's speaking, please? I said who's speaking. What did you say your name was? Who did you say you worked for? What did you say you wanted? What? Hold the line. I said hold the line. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Yes, I can put you through now. Go ahead. You're through. Hello? Hi. Yes. I need some sleeping pills for my wife. Knockout. What? I said I need some sleeping pills for my wife. Why do you need some sleeping pills for your wife? Wait a minute. Who is this? What do you mean? Who's this? Who's that? Would you like to leave a message? No, I need a doctor. I need a doctor right now. Could you put me through to the doctor, please? Come again? Come again? The doctor! The doctor! Who shall I say is calling? May I have your name, please? Campbell, Martin, Woodley, James. I need some sleeping pills for my wife. So I called the local hospital and said, is this the local hospital? And they said, yes, it is. May I ask who's calling, please? Hello? Hello? May I ask who's speaking, please? I need some sleeping pills for my wife. Knockout. Far out. Green, green. Green, green. Pick up the phone. Green, green. Green, green. Pick up the goddamn phone. I need the private wire to the White House. I need to talk to the president. Who's this? This is Mr. Jackson speaking. Why, hello, Mr. Jackson. It's Robeson. Hello? 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 It is I who am speaking. Knockout. I who have one black eye. Green, green. So I picked up the phone and said, who's speaking, please? And a voice said, what? And I said, what's your name, please? And he answered, what's my name? What's my name? Just like that. So I told him I needed a doctor. Yes, yesterday. That was yesterday. I needed some sleeping pills for my wife. Yes, yesterday. I cried all day long, horrified as I was. I had to repeat myself over and over like a tweety little bird, like an itsy-bitsy little bird. Hello? Wilson? I have one black eye. Who did you say you were? What did you say you wanted? Hello? Hello? Listen, mister. You've got the wrong number, mister. What kind of place do you think this is? Watson, Morris, Faraday, Wilson. Who's this? Who's that? Feldman, Norman, Halliday, Frank. Yesterday, when I got home, I walked in the door and the phone was ringing. Green, green. So I picked it up and said, hello? A voice. Yes. Who's speaking, please? Yes. And the voice said, you are. Footfalls in the hallway. As I was saying, there, at the very house of devotional persuasion, Moloch stammered and Beelzebub yammered, but Satan grammared well his grief, speaking in snake and saying, man ought to know the chalk of his tongue. Man ought to know the chalk of his tongue. If this were a different book, I would imagine it occupied the same place of prophecy, for it seems to be the very highest point of heaven, the very apogee, the very crown of language. Then back to the thicket slunk the serpent. I have one black eye. The lying truth about Adam and Eve in the conservatory continued. Meanwhile, the thunder spoke of firearms, of wooden men in love with guns, of wooden worlds in love with the news from the rifle hounds, praying and baying at the blanks and knowing full well that preachers are the very lowest of the low. For example, they say hello in the street. Who's this? Who's that? Giving us the pap right along with the hatchet. For 40 days and 40 nights, because language is in the service of decay. And today I wrote all day long without the heavenly taste of dawn. Footfalls in the scrawl, writing over and over, will you marry me? Will you marry me? Rowing in the bucket, for in the beginning was the sound of the diphthong. In the beginning was a bay, a cow, an eye. In the beginning was the apocalypse of all femi shrieks and squeaks. And in the beginning was the end. Spell. Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Rowing in the bucket. Rowing in the bucket. Singing, row, row, row your boat, row, row, row your boat. Spell by spell, each the other's company in this half-hour glass. Such are the spells of the handheld in soundings to the oars, to the lookout, to the steering of the ship. Bailing out the bucket like dogs, woof. Letter by infinite letter, because I believe there is no more sin in taking a spell with a whore than in pumping a leaky vessel. So light up your pipe, my little antipode, and wrap me up in your carcass with star, star, stars on my blanket. Or I'll keep perching on one foot and then the other, like a pink flamingo from Sarasota. Hello, Sarasota. Good Sarasota. Where peacocks cock and block you, casting their good love spells. Love spells. Because your good face is a witch, and your apparel is the spell that brings all the pleasures of the world into my circle. Love spell. Cast a circle. Call the quarters. Dim the lights. Take a candle and a pin and scratch your name on one side of the wick and the name of your beloved on the other. Light the wick and say three times out loud, by all the power of the moon and sun, by all that cannot be undone, with me in love you'll always be. With the power of love you'll come to me. So mote it be. To say nothing of those warlocks curing by claymation and spell casting in their world of forbidden trash. Love spell. Cast and scratch the name. So mote. Because whatever could be said of those pagan magicians, those diabolical charmers, they could not be said to move hand or foot. Hem, ahem. So, may I ask your name, please? No, their only care is to have an easy spell to conjure a shot of whiskey at all times. Yes, your name, please. How do you spell your name? Hello, yes. Can you tell me, please? How do you spell your name? Yes, your name, please. How do you spell your name? F-O-S-T-E-R. Okay, yes. But how do you spell indigo? I-N-D-I-G-O. Okay, yes. But how do you spell Hawaii? H-A-W-I-I. Okay, yes. But how do you spell Ohio? Okay, H-O-H-I-O. Okay, yes. But how do you spell Mississippi? M-I-S-S-I. Again, M-I-S-S-I. Again, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Okay, yes. But how do you spell opaque? O-P-A-Q-U-E. And how do you spell pneumatic? P-N-E-U-M-E-A-T-I-C. Because for the longest, oh, how do you spell arthritic? A-R-T-H-A-R-I-T-I-C. Because for the longest time I've wanted to bewitch you, and to be charm you, to be devil you, and to become you. For the longest time I've wanted to scratch your name on a burning candle, but first I need to know, yes, how do you spell your name? Yes, your name, please. How do you spell it in English? And how do you spell it in French? And how do you spell it in Latin? And how do you spell it in Greek? How do you spell it forwards? And how do you spell it backwards? How do you spell it in my arms? And what do you mean when you say that I spell trouble? And if I spell trouble, how do you spell murder? M-U-R-D-E-A-R. Okay, yes, but how do you spell tornado? T-O-R-N-A-D-O. Okay, yes, but how do you spell earthquake? E-A-R-T-H-Q-A-K-E. Okay, yes. Now hold your mouth and hearken my spell, because I need to know, yes, I need to know, how do you spell havoc? And how do you spell mayhem? And how do you spell catastrophe? And how do you spell cataclysmic? Because how do you spell this absence? And how do you spell this loss? Because for the longest time I've wanted to know, how do you spell beauty? And how do you spell a miracle? How do you spell regret? And how do you spell recovery? How do you spell rue? R-U-E. Yes, but first can you tell me, please, how do you spell, and is there an I in the plural of octopi? Because the mangrove swamps are breeding grounds for sharks. But first, can you tell me, please, how do you spell success? And how do you spell failure? And how do you spell this word? And how do you spell that word? And how do you spell forever in my life? Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Summer.
You're welcome. Lovable host of Morning Edition, Satirius Johnson, a.k.a. Justin Taylor, started his career at WKCR. With a voice trustworthy yet playful, Satirius tells us that what's going on around us isn't really what's going on around us. Listen closely. Between the weather update and reports on Albany hoopla hide the singular, hilarious epiphanies. Satirius is the co-editor of the Agriculture Reader and the author of More Perfect Depictions of Noise. His first book of short stories, Everything Here is the Best Thing Ever, will be out this spring. Here's Justin.
Thanks, Sandy. Thanks, Summer.
Sure.
Feel free to turn your phones back off. All right. Student paper. Community can shape amazing features. Our surroundings persuade us. There are things people might wish to do to prove that they really have the power to do the things they want and become people. A community might have a hard time believing that to be nameless creates a disharmony. Because we identify pencils as pencils, we can ask for them easily. Expectations and responsibilities. Everyone on this planet. Student paper. An ability that allows us to survive secluded from a set of rules. A similar yet distant situation when the time comes to relate to the question. This is where lies the true significance of a name. More significance determines some of our actions, as has been closely linked to what is often accompanied fresh. They become a shield that leads us. Documentarian Frederick Engels takes note of the city's peculiar structure. 1. The higher power is only there to make things run smoothly. Noise, a factor to haltering interaction. Ants, demons, Manchester. Individual behavior takes place instead of communication. The artists living on the West Bank all demonstrate. It does not take plans to create patterns, a basis, a slum. Unknowingly collaborated for the case unconsciously. Just like society, there was no specific leader. The development of universal difference. Crime should be self-organized and thoughtless. Yet another gift from the merciful God. 2. The queen ant is nothing more than a pregnant ant. Oftentimes there are obvious clues. A carefree, complex theory which also tests. It is rare then common to see people. A great dysfunctional authority. Advantage for the worst. Repeated shapes are like the solution to the problem itself. As the lasting impressions. There need to be certain aspects of how it starts out as a small part of land, then grows to the balance described as her own mess expands in the narrow corridor of opportunity. That familiar niche. Student paper. Authorities must enforce constructive rules as they play. Consistent attitudes lead to comfort and normality. It is crucial to allow exposure to the main transmitters surrounding the exact root of the motivation to do better and earn a pizza party. So we expect a community where guidance is provided for who we are, and we become a wild land where everything has to revolve. Broad view of the rise. Underneath the water hid the legal owner of the so-called catchphrase. And the relevance of this information is just another method expanding on the depiction designed solely for the purpose of staying dependent on the main point. Now let me just explain the advantageous reaction. Forces shape ideals. There is a current need to participate in another medium, a small but unmistakable link between opposing views. Wilderness happens to everyone. The reader finds himself choked. He has chosen to open the door and molest the young buffalo. Content cannot be told. There are no such things as stories. Someone older might have thought to be more sensible when writing the letter. But the soldiers went through their day as if they lived in America. Danger from weapons. Everyday stimuli mold the same ability our human thoughts. Living creatures teach, cannot teach, normal daily epidemic. Misdemeanors stimulated an invitation we are opening. Our protective plethora can vouch for the extreme velocity. A snowball reversing itself backwards. Our country in a bad salutation. Because they were forced to be there, I am forced to say yes. As an American, I am aware and feel easily placed. I felt they would not understand the lifestyles. People would define morality as something that provides people with an incentive to make good decisions because of all the silence. I am talking about anything inside us all. A battlefield. A cliff that has no end. Student paper. Who is responsible for external pressure? The traditional stolen innocence of learning. The implications of the loop. Children are highly influential. They pose the opportunity. Turmoil sheds light. This might be an interesting time to talk about this project. So these poems are all part of an ongoing project that I've been working on, provisionally entitled Student Paper. If anyone here teaches, anyone here teach? A couple people teach? Well, I teach. I teach expository writing 101 at Rutgers. And so every 2 weeks or so I get about 22 student papers, and in past years, it's been closer to 50. You know, you grade these things and sort of read them, and one of the things that I started doing was sort of as I'm reading them and grading them, picking out things I liked, whether it was stray words or whole expressions, and making these poems out of them. So I can't take too much credit for these, if you like any of them, because they were written by several successive classes of Rutgers freshmen, working in collaboration with one another, and me sort of curating. And it's an ongoing project. The students and I continue to work on these. In fact, we were working on them earlier today at the coffee shop by my house. But anyway, so that's what these are. And I thought I would just read a few more of them. Some of them, as you've probably noticed, have titles, and then the ones that would be untitled are all just called student paper. But anyway, I've got some more, unsurprisingly, considering the numbers that I just threw out. Anyway, student paper. The advancement makes it easier to transform fantasy into a fragment of communication widely spread without visible limits on the scope of being understood. A sense of belonging overwhelms the participants, because without the comprehension of others, we are alone in the world. Interpreting is a very important skill. Children will not become demons. The rituals and customs of becoming a clear and concise reader-writer of the concise and elaborate quote-unquote universe. The youth revealed with little stimulus. They can walk hand in hand, provided communities symbolize identities that have not yet been discovered. An overall better chance of adaptation. The idea of creating different forms. Not all religions accept the idea. Student paper. As Gladwell points out, events take place. Try to estimate where you stand. A broken window does not allow us to decipher that he in fact was not a hero. The culture has taken a detour. Teach the generations a major concern is the anger that each of us holds inside, depending on how I handle things. Discovery leaves behind questions. Different experiences teach how much they have underestimated different mountains, the mysteries of the forest. With everything that happens, one must realize one cannot especially dislike the spooky baby, because babies are usually symbols. A man steps into fulfilling his needs where they are lost and lost. Student paper. The presence of absolute moral indifference allows us to experience life in a whole new way. New questions are answered. You figure out that though you see things, you don't have to believe in them. Webster's definition is irrelevant. I am a firm believer. You don't have to, but I am. Student paper. This is an obvious outcome. Chaos and confusion, survival of the one law in locations unknown to instincts, and the primary initiative is not the same nourishment and hazard. A pack of wolves like a bubble. The larger scales of trouble. It is inevitable to avoid the certain dangers of underlining comfort without the order. The world in traffic, in light, in name. There is nothing that allows people to understand. Obstacles, rather, the things that remind us you instill too much one-person anarchy and the surroundings around you change. An impression for anyone that does not need to be told what to do. The city inhabits the creatures of the jungle. Laws struggle to stray the deeper factors from the facts, spread the joy around like a positive virus. Also, the beauty inflicts the churchyard emotions people feel as a whole. People, focus and be joyful. Start differently walking. Perhaps in our genes recognize a city, subliminal, sheltered, a visit with forms. Johnson states that people have realizations. Examples are given in the homeless and polluted air. This is the last one. A problem is something which is caused by something else. Through one's lifetime, the exhaustion of traditions are witnessed. The harsh, cruel truth was exposed to the public and no longer remained a secret for the privacy of the academy. Women have always had a problem adjusting to this world. And though it is not necessarily possible for anything of this sort to happen, it is a capable representation of how minds are lived in an environment. Personality is the new valid information, preferred since it can state the truth. As Americans, it would be outlandish to leave work in the middle of the day to go home and nap, but in Europe, this practice is common. The theory points out where to act precisely. There is a vital difference between an individual. This is something that will not be passed without a fight to the dance. Thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody. Thanks Frank, Sandy, Jen, and Justin. Thanks for coming out.